Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? Let's turn it over to the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are brought to you by Allstate Insurance. So if you listen to the Youth Sports Show, you know that if I'm talking football, basketball, baseball, really comfortable with that. Talking, hockey, soccer, golf, that kind of stuff, still really comfortable with that. Then we get to like lacrosse. I haven't done much in lacrosse, a little uncomfortable. We had a curling group in a few weeks ago, have never done that, but I understand that sport. I've watched it enough in Olympics and stuff like that that I do kind of understand it. Well, today's going to be a whole different story for me. This is a first for me. We're talking cricket, and we're talking a youth program that's they're trying to start, and there's some opportunities for kids out in Waukesha area to learn more about cricket. So I reached out to the guy that seems to be the expert here in this area. And his name is Kashyap Malkin. Pretty close?
Very close.
There you go. Kashyap Malkin. Thank you so much for coming in, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. So cricket has been something that you've been involved in and played and been a part of you growing up and has stayed with you. Your favorite sport?
Of course.
It is. Look at that. Tell us your background, where you grew up and how you got here to Milwaukee.
Well, so I was born in India,
okay.
And then when I had to do some higher education, I came here to Marquette, which is, you know, as you can see, quite a far distance away.
Yes.
And, you know, honestly, coming back to cricket, it's part of the culture,
Sure.
of the culture of the Southeast, Britain, Australia. So when we bring that in here, you know, that was something we tried to do at Marquette as well, and now it's with the kids here.
So was it a culture shock to you when you realized that not many people in this area understood or played cricket?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, when I talk and said cricket, you know, it's usually an insect here.
Right, yeah.
It's not quite the thing that I think of, right?
Yeah.
When you start explaining it to them, the originations of cricket and, you know, how baseball takes from cricket, they get it. You know, it's easy to explain once you say, hey, it's an offshoot cousin of baseball.
Right.
But before then, nobody knew this in this area. I mean, some parts of the country have some of this, but again, all from different parts of the world.
Kashyap, would you think that cricket, and people say soccer might be the most popular sport in the world, after doing some research on some of the things that you sent me, I may say cricket overall might be the most popular sport in the world. Would you think that?
Well, it depends, right? Soccer is absolutely popular. I mean, so is baseball. So is all the other sports, for sure. But cricket is fanatically followed is the best word. I was trying to come up with the best word to use.
Yes.
Fanatic in a positive sense of a way. And it's followed in different countries that once you play it, it becomes kind of mainstream, but it's very commercial in other parts of the world too. So that makes a big difference.
And when you grew up, were there leagues, there youth leagues and high school leagues, and were there leagues for kids of all ages to be able to play?
Well, yeah, there's two dimensions to cricket in most countries. One is the, you know, the national path, I call it, you know, where you have local youth schools, clubs, then you have college clubs, then you have state clubs, then you have, you know, essentially national. And then you have the private coaching, private schools, private training, private clubs that play. You know, it gets pretty commercial at that point as well.
Who is the country to beat? Is there a country that you know what? Year in and year out, they're near the top.
Well, so I'll boast a little bit since I'm from India. India has been a pretty strong contender. We just had the Cricket World Cup, and there was quite a bit of an upset this year.
Who won it?
New Zealand won it this
year.
Yeah. So it was held in England. It only just concluded a month and a half ago, and it was very well watched. You know, I believe one of India's matches was 250 million people watched it.
How did they do in the World Cup this year?
They made it to the semis, and then they lost out to New Zealand.
Oh, boy. Who did New Zealand play in the finals?
Well, they played the host country, England.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if had India beat New Zealand, how would they have matched up with England, do you think?
We were considered pretty much the favorites in the whole cup. We had a good run up to it. It was, you know, a little disappointing, but even the finals between England and New Zealand, the ending was very, very fireworksy, I call it.
Did you watch it, it was must-see TV for you.
Yeah, let's talk about fanaticism here for a bit in my house, right? So in England, when this stuff happens, it's about time zone difference. It starts at 4:30 a.m. My kids and I, you know, camp out in our, we had a little get together, and we camp out in a big room with sleeping bags so we could wake up at 4:30 and start cheering for the team.
That's awesome.
And it doesn't matter who's playing sometimes. Cricket always wins.
How many kids do you have?
I have three boys.
What are their names?
Alok, Vikram, and Chetan.
Are they listening, you think?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Is your wife listening?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, I'm glad they're listening.
Yeah.
And the fact that these boys, and they have that cricket fever that you have.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they help dad with the coaching aspect of it. They also help with other aspects. I mean, I guess it's a little bit of an inherited thing, and I call it part of a culture.
Yeah.
So it transitions generation to generation, and this is what I'm trying to do.
Shame on me. I should have asked you to bring them in. We should have had them in studio with us, because I would love, how old are they?
My older are 14, and the younger is 11.
So to be able to ask them, you know, are they football fans?
They play others. Not really.
Okay.
You know, one's taekwondo, one's wrestling.
Sure. So they have other sports that they
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
But is it hard for them? Man, shame on me for not telling you to bring them in. Is it hard for them in their school and around their friends if they're the only ones that play cricket?
And yes, absolutely. I think that's what we are trying to change. You know, I'm kind of going along the be the change you want to see in the world mentality here. Because, yeah, they don't have friends that play cricket. When they talk to their friends, it's the same. I don't know what it is. And once they get educated, they want to try it. And
right.
They didn't have any opportunities to do so. Again, that's what we are trying to change here. But it is what we are trying to work with them. And, you know, they are trying to be the same change I advocate here.
So you graduated from Marquette, and you now have two companies?
I do.
Yeah, and you're trying to do the whole, so you're busy, man. You got three boys, two companies, and you're trying to change this county in this area to understand and fall in love with a game that you just love. Let me talk real quick about the two companies that you have. Is it the VAC Group?
That's correct.
And that's a real estate investment firm? And then is it Malkin Solutions? It's corporate training. We talk a little bit about those two companies and what they do.
Sure. So, you know, I do a lot of real estate, which helps with, you know, a lot of the knowledge of the area.
Sure.
And that's how we got into this in the first place. National Cricket League wanted to help set up an infrastructure in the area for their, which is a more private, you know, commercial cricket in the United States concept. And that's how we got going in here. And one of the learnings out of National Cricket League just had their first ever competition over July 4th. And what we learned was, you know, there's no grassroots cricket anywhere, actually. It's more people that I call our import, people that have been brought up abroad, come to the country, and love cricket. I mean, I'm not the only fanatic. There are lots more.
No, and the gas station that I go to, the man, he's just my friend. And and he, I'm telling you, he'll have his computer on and he'll say that there's quite a match going on, and I'll walk around and watch for a little bit. But because I don't understand it, he would be like, isn't this exciting to you? And I'd say, I don't really understand the rules. I understand more now after what you sent me, mm-hmm. and I thank you so much for the information and a couple of the YouTube videos that you sent me that just went real basic, very basic to the knowledge of how the game is played. I didn't understand a lot of it. I understand a little bit more now, and it's a sport that I don't know if I'll try, but I'd like to maybe try one day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, when we coach on Wednesdays, I welcome people to come watch. The parents that come there, I welcome them to participate. There's as much a fire in the parent side. And again, lack of opportunity for anywhere else to try it. So this is a perfect way to engage people.
And tell me, do you do training on Wednesdays? And where do you do it?
It's Wednesdays at 5:15 at the Waukesha Youth Sports Complex.
And where is it? Do you know the...
It's off of TT.
Okay.
Right off of TT, right behind the fire station.
Yep. So every Wednesday at 5:15.
Every Wednesday.
And so a guy like me could show up and listen to you and maybe, you know, bowl. I could get on the pitch.
You could. I mean, you know, it's, again, when you're teaching kids, any kind of help helps. And you don't have to be a cricket expert to, you know, A, play or enjoy the game.
Right.
Or you don't have, you just have to want to, you know, be there. And I think it's no different for any other sport. You just want to be part of it.
Right. And you can also go, if you live in the Waukesha area, they're doing some things through the Waukesha Youth Group, right?
Yeah, Park and Rec.
Waukesha/WI.gov / look for activities and guides. When you do that, you'll be able to find out some information. If you're in that area and you want your kids to learn more about cricket, or your kids love cricket and you just don't think there's anybody else in that area, there is. You're not alone, because Kashyap and his people, Kashyap Malkin, is trying to turn this around a little bit and have people in this area at least try it. Let's try it and see if you fall in love with it the way that I have, the way that he has. I'm talking for him, not me yet. But it looks to me like the people that play are very passionate about it. And there is, similar to baseball and similar to the sports that I'm comfortable with, there are some guys that are unbelievably good. And then there's a lot of guys that are good players that when you have a guy who is at a different level, he just stands out, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than any other sport. You know, you got your fundamentals right. And then there's some level of natural ability that goes with the sport. And then, of course, you know, a lot of practice. And that's kind of what I advocate. Not every youth, you know, comes there because they're passionate about cricket. Some because their parents are passionate about cricket.
Right.
Some because they see this on TV and they want to be like it. There are a lot of people that come there because their friends are doing it, you know, and it's no different than, again, any sport we talk about.
You know, in the game of baseball, a dominant pitcher normally wins out. You know, if you're a dominant pitcher, so in cricket, it's called bowling, correct?
Correct.
And so if you have a dominant bowler, would it be a bowler then?
That's correct.
Dominant bowler. Does the dominant bowler normally win out?
So a couple of subtleties between baseball and cricket. You only get one out. You don't get a strike. So once you're out, you're done for the game kind of deal when you're batting. And then there's usually in limited overs cricket, as it's called, there's a finite number of pitches or balls that you bowl. So each bowler has a allocated number of balls they can bowl, and it switches. You can't just have one person do it all the time. So that dominant bowler doesn't really... you know, happen most of the time. There are some very good ones that can get lots of wickets. But when you're only having 10 outs in an innings, it's more of a batsman's game sometimes too. But it depends. It's skill level, the pitch, which is where you bat.
Right.
It makes a big difference. How big your boundaries are. You know, you're going to hit that ball quite a bit.
Yeah.
But
there was a guy that after I went on and watched a couple YouTube videos, there was a guy that scored 50 runs in 12
balls.
Right.
Okay, so you've done your research. That's kind of like a record thing.
Yes, it was. And the crowd was going nuts. The announcers were going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And once he hit the last one to get to 50, he had a big smile on his face, and the guys were congratulating him.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, the guy had a beautiful swing. Mm-hmm. And as a baseball player, he'd hit the ball a long way. He was about a 6'4" guy that just really hit the ball. And that popped up, so I watched it. And I wanted to listen to the announcers to how excited they were as he got to the record. And it was incredible. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to kind of get into the weeds a little bit. I've got a number of basic questions that I'm going to ask Kashyap Malkin. And again, we're talking youth cricket. And he's trying, and I'm going to help him, try to get this youth program kind of going in the Waukesha area. He has training that anybody is welcome to come out. Waukesha Youth Sports Complex, Wednesdays at 5:15. Wednesdays at 5:15. If you want to show up and say to Kashyap that you heard him on this show and you have interest in learning more about this game of cricket, he would love to talk to you about it. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern, and we're talking youth cricket today. That's right. Maybe I should start a youth cricket show, a weekly show, and we'll talk about it. How about that? You have to be my co-host, pal.
Absolutely. We need to promote some talent.
There you go. Kashyap Malkin is my in-studio guest, and he is doing a lot in the Waukesha and Brookfield area on trying to get people to understand the game of cricket, a game that he grew up with and absolutely loves. He's got three boys that all love the game as well, and we want to find other kids in that area to play, you know, cricket with these guys. Again, Wednesdays at 5:15, he does some training at the Waukesha Youth Sports Complex. If you have interest in learning more about it, Kashyap, and again, this is radio, but you brought in what I would consider a cricket ball. What surprises to me is how hard it is. And watching the videos that I watched today, these guys hit it hard. And the defenders, what I would think is the outfielders or infielders, don't have gloves.
Yeah, we call them still fielders, and yeah, they do it bare hands.
Bare hand, and you only get one out. And once you make that out, offensively, you're done for the day.
Absolutely.
Done for the day. Games used to go on for days.
Right, so there were like three formats of cricket now, actually. Yeah, I'd say three formats. It started with what we call a five-day game, which is essentially played over 5 days, and each team bats twice. Each side calling it an innings, and you'd score the biggest total you could, and then the other team defends it, and you kind of have to come up with that total. So that's essentially the five-day game. It kind of got too long with people's busy schedules. It became, you know, too hectic to be out on the field for 5 days. Then became a one-day game, which is the ball you have, which is a red ball, usually played for 50 overs, and it's played against two teams. So the World Cup cricket today is still played 50 overs a side, you know, with each team getting to bat once. You are out, you're done. And you score a total, and the other team chases it. A new popular version is now become T20 cricket. Again, short of time.
Sure.
Which is, instead of having 50 overs, which is six balls to an over, so 300 balls,
right,
now we have a T20, so 20-over cricket, which is even shorter, and it's more quicker. You same rules, score the highest total you can and defend it. And that's very popular. I mean, in Milwaukee, we have a Regal League, which plays cricket too. I call it big boy cricket.
Okay.
Or big man cricket. They, you know, do a T20 format. I mean, there's a T40 format. There's a variant.
How long a T20 format? Is there a typical time frame on how long that game will last?
About T20 usually lasts about a couple of hours a side. It's about a four-hour game.
Okay. Age groups. You know, we talk about this training that you do, again, Wednesdays at 5:15. And is there different age groups that you're trying to work with?
Well, I would like to focus on the youth, because I think that's the grassroots of the next generation that comes along. And we start as young as age 6 or 7. You know, it depends on maturity and ability to, you know, work with others, et cetera.
Sure.
And then it goes up to under 17 with varying levels of skill. We more differentiate in levels of skill than age, really, because, you know, cricket can be played by any level.
Right. It's 11 a side, correct? Is it 11 a side at the youth level too?
So for our coaching purposes, our format is pretty simple. We try to keep it where everybody gets to do the stretches and the warm-ups and stuff like that. And then everybody gets to practice and learn batting and bowling. We then split up in terms of, I call it beginner and intermediate, because there are kids that literally have never played. It doesn't matter where they're from, local or abroad.
Yes.
And our parents come and say, you know, my son's very interested, but never touched a cricket bat or ball. So you teach him how to hold a bat, you know, you how to pitch a ball. That's
right.
Why, you know, we have a lot of parents that help with this. And then there are more the intermediate kids. They got it. Then we work on how to bowl correctly, how to get the right length, variety of bowling, variety of batting.
Hey, can I ask you, do you know early on when you're training, let's say a kid that's 10, if they have been coming to a couple of your training sessions now for a few weeks, do you know fairly quickly that they got a chance to be pretty good?
It's very hard to say in terms of, you know, it's all applicable in applying their skills. Right. We have had, you know, when we started this earlier this summer, I have kids that came in and today they are, you know, I call it an intermediate advanced level already. They pick up fast. They go home and they make their parents practice with them.
OK.
Right. And there are kids that just show up to play the game at the end of the session.
Right.
So is fine.
Which is like every sport.
Right.
You know, it's like it's I've been a basketball coach for 36 years. And there are kids that in the off season are at the Y or at the playground, and they're getting better. I mean, they are working on their drills. And then there are other kids that are going to show up. It's the end of the season, and you're not going to see them until the beginning of next season. And then they understand they're trying to understand why they're not getting as much playing time, because the other guys are working harder. They're putting the sweat equity in to get better, and they're doing things like getting their parents to go shoot with them or go practice cricket with them. What is there a cost to get involved with the Wednesday at 5:15?
So it's the Waukesha Park and Rec Department. So I believe it's $50 for residents, I believe $75 for non-residents for each session.
How long is a session?
It varies based on, so like the current session runs from end of July or mid-July through August. And then there's a fall session that starts on September 4th that will run through September, and I believe first part of October maybe.
So if you're a Waukesha resident, it's $50 for the entire session, which goes 6 or 7 weeks?
That's correct.
You can't beat that, right?
Well,
Do you bring the equipment?
So I get the equipment so that, you know, the kids that want to try it out, they can have something. Eventually, as you get into it, people buy their own.
Right.
Custom.
Hey, when you play, do you bowl?
I do both.
You do
yeah,
both?
Yeah.
Are you a good bowler? Can you throw pretty good?
It's relative, I call it. It's very hard to boast about yourself. So
against, if I got up and I, you would do okay against me.
Absolutely.
Obviously, come on now. I'm going to take you deep, man. I know, I'm just kidding. So the idea is to get one out. So there's two batters at the same time that run, correct?
Correct.
So I didn't know that going into today. So as I'm watching that video that you sent to me, and again, I appreciate that. There's two batters that are running at the same. So I'm hitting, you and I are partnering. Do I hit and then you hit
It's correct. So, you know, just like baseball, instead of four bases, there are two.
Right.
Instead of a strike zone, you have what's called wickets, wooden stumps on wooden sticks in the ground.
Yep.
So that's your quote unquote strike zone. So once you are facing a bowler, you get bowled at. If you hit the ball, if you don't hit the ball, you don't have to run, or you don't have to run, period.
Right.
But if you touch it, want to score runs, you have to cross with each other on the opposing side. So if you take two runs, you're back on strike. If you take one run, your other partner or your other teammate who's on strike with you gets to play the next ball.
Okay.
So you change up.
So if you and I were doing this together, and if you were a better striker hitter than I am, then would I not run so that you could continue to? No, I would make sure I ran so you'd continue to hit.
Correct. So you want to take either multiple even number scores, right? You want to either go for a boundary, which is if I'm a more experienced batsman and want to score more runs, then I'm looking for boundaries, which prevents the fact that you don't have to change up. Or if it's like the end of the over where you have to switch, you want to take one run on the last ball so that you can be on strike again for the falling bowler.
So this all sounds really like it's basic for you. This is basic information. For guys like me, it's not. It sounds really complicated, but once you start learning and playing it, it's not real complicated, right?
So the best way I have to explain this is I have kids that have mixed in terms of their experience, never played before and playing before, and this is 8 to 14, 15-year-olds. Yeah. And I put them in a cricket match at the end of the session, and I tell you what, by the second match, they'll figure out what they need to do because there's eight other people screaming at them when they're making mistakes.
They'll have to figure it out. One last question before we get to a break. Is in the field, when you're playing defense, is there some strategy to that? Are there infielders, outfielders like there is in baseball?
Absolutely. I mean, you have lefties and righties batting. The best way to get people out is, you know, hitting somebody's stumps, so to speak, is a way to get out. But usually it's catching the ball in the field, and you have a variety of bowlers that turn the ball, swing the ball, make the ball move, and it's very hard for the batsman to hit. And usually the way they hit it is in the air. So you've got to catch that ball, and that's how we place the fielders.
And if the bowler bowls and you don't swing and it hits a wicket, you're out.
You're out.
That doesn't happen a ton, right?
It's frequent enough. I mean, you know, it's the type of innings, going back to strategy.
Sure.
If it's the end of, closer to the end of the number of balls you have left, you're taking the big swings and you do miss.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting sport, and I have to be honest with you. I got caught. I put a certain amount of time. I do three shows on Saturday, and I get here about 5, and I put enough time to get my home improvement show and then the high school show. And I spent too much time because I kept watching those videos that you sent me. He is Kashyap Malkin. He is trying to do what he can for the sport that he loves, which is cricket. And if you have interest in getting involved with the training that he does through the Waukesha Rec Department at the Waukesha Youth Soccer Waukesha Youth Sports Complex, Wednesdays at 5:15, you can go on that website at waukesha-wi.gov, go to Activities and Guides. And there's some information on some of the things that Kashyap is trying to do. And you don't have to be from Waukesha. If you're from the area, it costs you just a little bit more money. But if you want to get involved, get your kids involved, especially because what he's trying to do on a grassroots level is get people to fall in love with this sport that he grew up with. This is the Youth Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are presented by Allstate Insurance, and we're talking cricket. Mostly youth cricket, but some adult cricket as well. Kashyap Malkin is my special in-studio guest. Hey, right after I talked to you, right before I talked to you for the first time, the you guys had a huge tournament played right here in Milwaukee at Lincoln Park, correct?
That's correct. All three parks.
All three parks. What was the name of the tournament?
It was called the National Cricket League. So it's popularizing cricket on a more commercial level where you have private teams from different states or cities come in and compete against each other for prize money.
Hands down, Atlanta won it.
Correct. Atlanta had some fantastic players.
You know, I after we talked, I went back and looked up and read some of it. And Atlanta came in and whooped up on just about everybody. And then you were leaving to go to New York to talk about, you know what, we need to do this again and we need to do a better job with some things.
Well, so part of that was actually some networking that went on because there's obviously a lot of passion for cricket. The people that brought these teams spent a big penny, you know,
sure,
to bring them here. Professional players, you know, as you saw, the Atlanta Fire had some big giants playing some really awesome cricket. I'll tell you that. Watching those guys was a feast. And then, you know, it's these players that these owners that are passionate want to popularize cricket in their state. You know, I would love to say I'm a novel idealist here, but everybody else was doing the same thing in their states. You know, Florida, California, New York, they have some more established setting for infrastructure. We have Michigan, Minnesota, our cold neighbors.
Right.
They're trying to do the same thing.
Hey, and we had talked, and I have not yet, but Brian Staffeldt, who's a very good friend of mine, just bought center court out in Waukesha. And I'm wondering if this is a way, I've got to introduce you to Brian, because I think maybe there's a way that you can utilize that facility for some winter training.
Absolutely. I mean, as I do this for the first year, I've seen summer through with a beautiful field in Waukesha. I need something in winter, obviously, to have the kids.
Yeah, nobody's coming to the training if you're doing it outside in February.
I have some crazy fanatics, you never know.
Oh, well, maybe you and your kids will be there, but I don't think I won't be there by that. For sure, I will not be there. What is the biggest issue? And I know you're trying to now, Waukesha's been very good to work with. You're trying to move into Milwaukee County with this as well. What's been the biggest, I guess, what keeps you up at night trying to get to the goal that you're trying to accomplish with this?
Well, you know, for something like this that is unknown, you know, education gets there. But, you know, it's, again, a sport. You can talk about it all day. You got to try it, and you got to have opportunities to try it. When I did my last session, I had a person driving an hour and a half for their son to bring them to this because they lived on the border of Illinois. And they're like, you know, this is the closest thing for me to get to.
Boy, that's sad, actually.
And it is. And, you know, so when I think about that, and then, of course, you know, my classes at this point, you know, I have 26-some kids showing up on Wednesdays. That's pretty handful. You know, I'd like to diversify both location as well as days of week. You know, certain people don't like it.
If you get too big, do you have other guys that'll come coach with you?
Absolutely. I mean, this is where, you know, partnering with people that have this as a passion, you know, they want to do that, you know, and they want to spread the legacy, as I would like to say. But, you know, got to have the opportunity, the infrastructure, if anything I had to say that keeps me up at night, you know, having a place to play indoor, outdoor, the facilities, some of the bigger places like Florida, they can play all year long outside.
Right.
We can't, you know, and then it's a setup.
Boy, I can't wait for you to meet Brian Staffeld from Center Court, because I just have this feeling like that facility might be the perfect answer to some of the prayers that you have.
It's a beautiful facility, I know.
Yeah. Oh, you've been in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it really is. And Brian's a good guy. Him and I coached basketball either against each other or with each other for a very long time. So when you meet him, ask him when we coached against each other, who won most of the time?
I don't ask
him that. I'm just kidding. He is Kashyap Malkin. Again, we are talking youth cricket, and you can go to waukesha-wy.gov to get more information on what he's doing. But it's 5:15 on Wednesdays, Waukesha Youth Sports Complex. Are there in India, are there leagues for like old guy leagues like baseball has? Guys that are older, like me, that still want to play and play against guys our own age, do they have stuff like that?
So, you know, cricket is, I'll just simplify it as saying it's such a passion that you play it at every age. You know, people's physical limitations usually dictate that. But if you want to play, you know, like I was saying, even here, the people from India are in my training sessions and coaching sessions, and their parents are actively involved. You know, they help with the kids, but at the same time, they sneak in a bat or a ball for sure. You know, they want to play. And even here within Milwaukee, people our age are usually, you know, playing cricket. They're playing with that leather ball.
There's three parks in the area that have cricket leagues, correct?
There are three parks that have a cricket pitch that's permanent.
Okay.
So the Lindsay Park,
yep.
Lincoln Park, and Tippecanoe Park.
And are those all being used?
Oh, they are at max capacity. I mean, the Milwaukee County system also, I believe, is looking at, you know, seeing how we can expand to allow for more.
Wow. Well, and Sundays is the day you guys play, I think, right?
So the way usually those parks work out is I have to correct myself here a little bit, because that's for the leather ball, the ball that's the hard cricket ball.
Right.
It requires a lot of gear that goes with it for protection as well. It's a different type of a bat used with it. Then there's a league for hard tennis ball. It's a tennis ball that's a little harder. The pitch is made of concrete by itself. There are some parks that have just the concrete pitch as well.
Right.
So people play that. And the way usually it works is during the weekday, mostly in the evenings, there's practice sessions by these teams. And during the weekends is when the matches are.
What do you like playing? Is this the ball you like playing with?
I like playing with both, I would say. Primarily, you know, again, it's passion for cricket and time. It all boils down to that. I practice on both teams.
Okay, you know? I bet you do.
But it's all about time. You can only dedicate so much of your day.
Did you play in the national tournament that came to Milwaukee?
No, I wasn't ready for it quite yet. I just had knee surgery in February.
Oh, really?
So I wasn't quite active.
No, how are you feeling with that now?
Oh, I'm pretty much better. But, yeah, you know, some of those people that are on my bucket list to at least face, even if it's in the nets.
Right, yeah. Well, that Atlanta team, I wish I would have known what I know now then, because I would have came out to watch them play.
So one of the biggest people that's probably listening in right now is the Atlanta coach,
really?
The owner.
Well,
and
you know,
I'm sure he's really happy right now.
Well, the Atlanta Fire, that was a team that came to Milwaukee and took the championship. And from the people I talked to, because I talked to a number of people that were there, and they had decent crowds, right?
We had a decent crowd once it got the word of mouth got out.
Yeah.
We had beautiful, it was July 4th. We had online viewerships as well. And then, of course, a lot of follow-up.
Are they going to come back?
I believe it's the same time next year as well.
Well, you keep in contact with me because I'll promote it.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Promote it. Do you guys have guys coming out through bowling out the first bowl like they do the first pitch in baseball?
Oh,
because Mitch would be the guy, man. Mitch could come out and bowl the first bowl.
I don't even know if I could handle that.
Yeah.
You need to come
big
to coaching.
Leather ball.
There you go. Yeah, man, this is awesome. We're learning a lot about this. And if you have questions, you can look, he's got two companies, so you can get a hold of Kashyap if you want. You can the VAC Group, and go to thevacgroup.com. It's a real estate investment company, or Malkin Solutions, which is a corporate training company. He owns both companies, so there's a way to get a hold of him. If you have questions, if you have maybe some ideas on how to expand this dream that he has, and that is to get the youth in our area to at least try, at least play cricket and see if they like it. You can get a hold of him again at either one of those, the VAC Group, VACK group.com, or Malkin Solutions. Go on their websites, and there's certainly a way that Kashyap will get back to you, correct?
Correct.
Yep, let's get you a break. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Did you just hear the promo for you coming in? Did you hear? We just ran a promo, said, hey, make sure you listen to Kashyap Malkin on Saturday. So that shouldn't have ran. So no worries, man. I'm glad you're here. We are talking cricket, not only on the youth side, but a lot of youth stuff that he's trying to accomplish. And again, Kashyap Malkin is the guy who's trying to make this thing happen. There is a game tomorrow at Lindsay Park, 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. right? And what age is that?
That's the big,
that's
big
the adults.
Man, the adults cricket, right?
Yeah. So two teams going at it? Do you have more than two going?
Tomorrow, I believe there are multiple matches at the different sparks. I just happen to know about Lindsay's match, but I believe there's one at Lincoln, I think at 1:30. So, you know, it's open. You come in there, you can just, you know, sit on the bleachers and watch, you know, interact with the players, ask them how the rules are played or why people are getting out.
Are your Sundays right now, is that what you do?
Sundays do get very busy, yeah.
Do you go from park to park to watch?
No, I possibly just couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually going and supporting the sport, you know, take the kids there, but just sit around.
Is your knee in position where you can look to start playing again?
Oh, yeah. I've been, you know, doing therapy. It's been getting recovered.
Sure.
I sneak in a game or so.
Attaboy. Hey, if I were to ask you about your vision for 2020, you know, what do you think that you can accomplish? What's your dream about trying to get done for 2020?
So, in a nutshell, you know, now we have people learning. People are practicing. People want to do this. There's passion, clearly. There's a next level would be to get them to compete, because a sport without competition just is, you know, practice.
Right.
So I think for kids to compete against each other as a team builds a whole new team spirit, builds character, builds teamwork, sportsmanship.
I agree.
Which, you know, you can't get just by playing against the same group of people that come to practice. So I think that come, you know, as we get a little more mature in our own groups here, we can, you know, work with other people that want to practice. And, you know, we have Chicago close by, Minnesota, Michigan, for sure, right in driving distances. And, you know, as people get more serious, maybe do some more youth under 17 cricket.
And if you're able to accomplish the goal that you have with working with Milwaukee County, now all of a sudden you've got some Milwaukee County kids playing, Waukesha County kids playing. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's you can just keep building on that here because, you know, even locally, if you got enough people from different coaches, from different parks, you know, essentially becoming home parks for them.
Right.
That does develop some level of competition and also, you know, team spirit.
And you being from India, is there a strong population here in Southeast Wisconsin from India?
Yeah, for as far as cricket goes, you know, there's a lot of Indians, there's a lot of Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, you know, West Indians, Jamaicans. The Regal League is pretty diverse in its nature in terms of the people playing.
Do they break off into teams from their country, or are they all just kind of meshed together?
It's a mix of both. Mostly the teams are meshed together. You know, you're looking for bowlers, batsmen, you know, we're trying to make it diverse as well. So it's not like segregated that you are only one team. But again, you know, when you're playing, you just want your best players on the team.
Right. When you're not somebody when you're on defense, that if it's a 2-hour inning, that's a long time to be out there.
2 hours is the least amount of time, but your adrenaline is going. You're out there. You're focused on the game. Things are happening. It's no different than any other sport. You're there.
You know, in the church softball league, I played softball for a long time, and I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball, and played baseball after high school a little bit. Then started playing softball. Their games are 55 minutes, and you're done. And so you get up as many times as you can in 55 minutes. There's 9 guys on the side. But at 55 minutes, if you've just started an inning, that's going to be the last inning. And I'm wondering what that says about us Americans.
It's not a comparison. You also have baseball here, right?
Right.
We have baseball. Baseball is very similar, right? You get up, you do your little turn at the mound, and then you are done. And then you wait another 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes
sure.
to go play again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's no different than that.
Do you enjoy baseball? Do you go watch Brewers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, every year we have our family little Brewer game. You know, the kids go there for the popcorn.
Of course they do. Of course. Do you get bored at a baseball game?
Yes and no. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch the sausages run?
Well, there you go. You don't have anything like that in cricket,
no,
do you?
No sausages in cricket.
But I'll tell you this, watching some of the things that I watched, when you said that the fans are very passionate, boy, oh, boy. I mean, they pack it in, and the fans are really very passionate for their cricket team. And if they're there to root, they don't like the opposing team much, kind of like our football fans here. But it was very interesting for me for about an hour this morning just to kind of dive into your world for a little bit. And I really appreciate the knowledge because, again, I walked into this thing this morning when I got here at 5 thinking, oh, man, I don't even know what I'm going to ask him. And thank goodness you sent me this really good information, and I appreciate that so much. You had talked about it. We just got a couple of minutes left. 6-year-old kids that are well-disciplined and can handle something like this, you'll start at that age to work with.
Yes.
But normally 7, 8, 9, 10 is kind of the age for you?
Mostly it's, again, a little bit of a build. The cricket bat does get a little bit big. There's only so much you can do with size with that when that comes to that. And then, of course, you know, just physically capable of listening and
right.
paying attention, et cetera.
Again, I can't thank you enough. He is Kashyap Malkin. And you can get a hold of him if you have any questions. If you have questions about his training, which is Wednesdays at 5:15 at the Waukesha Youth Sports Complex, waukesha.wi.gov. So it's the Waukesha County
Park and Rec.
Park and Rec, thank you. Activities Guides is where you would go. But if you need to talk to this young man, and he's so passionate, and boy, I'll tell you what, he will help you out. This is kind of his mission, man. You can go to his website. He's got 2 companies, the VAC Group, V-A-C-K, group.com. He's a real estate investment firm. And then Malkin Solutions. If you Google Malkin Solutions, which is a corporate training company, you can get a hold of him, and he will answer. Call him. He'll have a conversation with you. But don't tell him that India is not the best cricket country in the world, because he'll have a conversation with you. He doesn't care New Zealand upset them. You watch next year. He's going to predict that India is going to come back. If I asked you who the name of the Indian World Cup team is, who is that? Who's the coach for your team in India?
Oh, the Indian national team? Yeah, so Ravi Shastri just got reelected as the coach for the next season as well. And he used to play in the World Cup team when India won the World Cup. So, and we have some big stars. I mean, very popular among all the countries.
Hey, the jersey you're wearing right now, what jersey is that?
Indian cricket team.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't know it walking in, and I wouldn't have known it had I not asked you. Sir, thank you. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the passion you have for a sport that you grew up with and that you love and that you're trying to get these kids to fall in love with as well.
Thank you for having me here, and thank you for helping the mission and the vision here. I really appreciate you and your team for doing this.
You bet. Thank you so much. This is the U Sports Show, brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Are you in good hands? On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.